Self-discipline stands as a cornerstone of personal growth and success. It demands not only control over one's impulses, but also unwavering focus on goals and the ability to persist through various challenges. To truly master this art, we turn to the wisdom of Marcus Aurelius, a renowned Stoic philosopher and Roman emperor. Marcus Aurelius offers profound insights into building self-discipline through the principles of Stoicism. His teachings emphasize the importance of understanding what is within our control, accepting what isn't, and maintaining a virtuous mindset. Through his guidance, we learn that self-discipline isn't merely a personal trait, but a deliberate practice that integrates wisdom, rationality, and resilience into our daily lives. By embracing these Stoic principles, we can cultivate the self-discipline needed to navigate life's complexities and achieve lasting success. Lesson 1: Understanding Stoicism. Imagine standing on the edge of a storm, feeling the chaos around you but remaining unshaken and calm. This is the essence of Stoicism, a philosophy that teaches us to focus on what we can control and to accept what we cannot, finding tranquility amidst life's inevitable turmoil. At its heart, Stoicism is a profound guide to living a virtuous and meaningful life. It encourages us to prioritize our inner character, values, and actions rather than being swayed by external circumstances. The Stoics believe that true power lies not in controlling the world around us but in mastering ourselves. The Stoics teach that we should embrace the things within our control, our thoughts, actions, and reactions, and gracefully accept the things we cannot change, other people's actions, the past, and the natural events of the world. This distinction between what we can and cannot control is fundamental to achieving inner peace and resilience. Marcus Aurelius, a Roman emperor and one of the most famous Stoic philosophers, wrote, "You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength." This wisdom encourages us to turn our focus inward and cultivate self-discipline and rationality. For the Stoics, virtue is the highest good and the key to a fulfilling life. Virtue encompasses wisdom, courage, justice, and self-control. By embodying these virtues, we can navigate the challenges of life with grace and resilience, maintaining our integrity and purpose no matter the external circumstances. In our fast-paced, often unpredictable world, Stoicism offers timeless strategies for maintaining calm and control. It helps us to remain focused on our goals, resist the pull of negative emotions, and respond to adversity with strength and composure. By understanding and embracing the principles of Stoicism, we can transform our approach to life's challenges, unlocking the secrets to self-discipline and personal growth. This philosophical wisdom, though ancient, provides powerful tools for achieving a balanced and resilient life today. Ready to delve deeper into this transformative journey? Let's explore how the wisdom of Marcus Aurelius and the teachings of Stoicism can elevate your path to self-discipline and success. Lesson 2: The Power of Perception. Imagine walking through a dense forest at night, hearing the rustling of leaves and the snap of twigs. Your heart races, your mind conjures images of lurking dangers, and fear grips you. But when the sun rises, you see it was just the wind and small animals. This transformation from fear to calm illustrates a core Stoic principle: the power of perception. Marcus Aurelius, a Roman emperor and Stoic philosopher, profoundly stated, "It is not events that disturb us, but our interpretations of those events." This means that our perception, the way we interpret and react to events, shapes our reality far more than the events themselves. The Stoics believe that while we cannot control external events, we have absolute control over our minds. This control includes how we perceive and respond to what happens around us. By mastering our perceptions, we can remain calm and composed, even in the face of adversity. Consider the story of a sailor caught in a storm. One sailor panics, fearing for his life, while another sees the storm as a challenge to his skills and an opportunity to prove his mettle. The situation is the same, but their perceptions are vastly different. The Stoic practice of reframing challenges helps us see obstacles not as threats, but as opportunities for growth and resilience. A powerful Stoic exercise is the view from above. Imagine looking down on your life from a great height, seeing the entirety of your existence in the context of the vast universe. This perspective helps us realize the insignificance of our problems and reduces the emotional weight they carry. It fosters a sense of calm and clarity, allowing us to focus on what truly matters. To harness the power of perception, start by observing your reactions to daily events. When you encounter stress or negativity, pause and question your initial response. Are you interpreting the situation in the worst possible light? How might you reframe it to see a silver lining or an opportunity for growth? By mastering the power of perception, you can transform your life. You become less reactive, more resilient, and better equipped to handle whatever comes your way. You learn to navigate life's storms with the calm assurance of a sailor who sees challenges as mere waves to ride, not obstacles to dread. Embrace the wisdom of Marcus Aurelius and the Stoics. Recognize the power of your perceptions and use them to build a disciplined, resilient, and fulfilling life. Ready to see the world through a new lens? Let's continue this journey of self-mastery and discover how perception shapes your path to personal growth and success. Lesson 3. The Discipline of Desire. Imagine a powerful river, its waters surging and crashing as they flow toward the sea. This river, with all its potential for both creation and destruction, represents human desire. When channeled and controlled, it can bring life and prosperity. Left unchecked, it can lead to chaos and ruin. In this lesson, we explore how Marcus Aurelius and the Stoics teach us to harness and discipline our desires. Desire drives us forward, propelling us to achieve and grow. However, unchecked desires can lead us astray, causing us to pursue fleeting pleasures and superficial goals. The Stoics understood this dual nature of desire and emphasized the need to cultivate disciplined desires that align with our values and virtues. Marcus Aurelius, in his Meditations, reminds us to focus on what is truly essential in life, virtue and wisdom. He advises us to strip away the unnecessary and superficial desires that clutter our minds and distract us from our true purpose. By differentiating between what we need and what we merely want, we can direct our energy toward meaningful pursuits. Self-discipline stands as a cornerstone of personal growth and success. It demands not only control over one's impulses, but also unwavering focus on goals and the ability to persist through various challenges. To truly master this art, we turn to the wisdom of Marcus Aurelius, a renowned Stoic philosopher and Roman emperor. Marcus Aurelius offers profound insights into building self-discipline through the principles of Stoicism. His teachings emphasize the importance of understanding what is within our control, accepting what isn't, and maintaining a virtuous mindset. Through his guidance, we learn that self-discipline isn't merely a personal trait, but a deliberate practice that integrates wisdom, rationality, and resilience into our daily lives. By embracing these Stoic principles, we can cultivate the self-discipline needed to navigate life's complexities and achieve lasting success. Lesson 1: Understanding Stoicism. Imagine standing on the edge of a storm, feeling the chaos around you but remaining unshaken and calm. This is the essence of Stoicism, a philosophy that teaches us to focus on what we can control and to accept what we cannot, finding tranquility amidst life's inevitable turmoil. At its heart, Stoicism is a profound guide to living a virtuous and meaningful life. It encourages us to prioritize our inner character, values, and actions rather than being swayed by external circumstances. The Stoics believe that true power lies not in controlling the world around us but in mastering ourselves. The Stoics teach that we should embrace the things within our control, our thoughts, actions, and reactions, and gracefully accept the things we cannot change, other people's actions, the past, and the natural events of the world. This distinction between what we can and cannot control is fundamental to achieving inner peace and resilience. Marcus Aurelius, a Roman emperor and one of the most famous Stoic philosophers, wrote, "You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength. This wisdom encourages us to turn our focus inward and cultivate self-discipline and rationality. For the Stoics, virtue is the highest good and the key to a fulfilling life. Virtue encompasses wisdom, courage, justice, and self-control. By embodying these virtues, we can navigate the challenges of life with grace and resilience, maintaining our integrity and purpose no matter the external circumstances. In our fast-paced, often unpredictable world, Stoicism offers timeless strategies for maintaining calm and control. It helps us to remain focused on our goals, resist the pull of negative emotions, and respond to adversity with strength and composure. By understanding and embracing the principles of Stoicism, we can transform our approach to life's challenges, unlocking the secrets to self-discipline and personal growth. This philosophical wisdom, though ancient, provides powerful tools for achieving a balanced and resilient life today. Ready to delve deeper into this transformative journey? Let's explore how the wisdom of Marcus Aurelius and the teachings of Stoicism can elevate your path to self-discipline and success. Lesson 2: The Power of Perception. Imagine walking through a dense forest at night, hearing the rustling of leaves and the snap of twigs. Your heart races, your mind conjures images of lurking dangers, and fear grips you. But when the sun rises, you see it was just the wind and small animals. This transformation from fear to calm illustrates a core Stoic principle: the power of perception. Marcus Aurelius, a Roman emperor and Stoic philosopher, profoundly stated, "It is not events that disturb us, but our interpretations of those events." This means that our perception, the way we interpret and react to events, shapes our reality far more than the events themselves. The Stoics believe that while we cannot control external events, we have absolute control over our minds. This control includes how we perceive and respond to what happens around us. By mastering our perceptions, we can remain calm and composed, even in the face of adversity. Consider the story of a sailor caught in a storm. One sailor panics, fearing for his life, while another sees the storm as a challenge to his skills and an opportunity to prove his mettle. The situation is the same, but their perceptions are vastly different. The Stoic practice of reframing challenges helps us see obstacles not as threats, but as opportunities for growth and resilience. A powerful Stoic exercise is the view from above. Imagine looking down on your life from a great height, seeing the entirety of your existence in the context of the vast universe. This perspective helps us realize the insignificance of our problems and reduces the emotional weight they carry. It fosters a sense of calm and clarity, allowing us to focus on what truly matters. To harness the power of perception, start by observing your reactions to daily events. When you encounter stress or negativity, pause and question your initial response. Are you interpreting the situation in the worst possible light? How might you reframe it to see a silver lining or an opportunity for growth? By mastering the power of perception, you can transform your life. You become less reactive, more resilient, and better equipped to handle whatever comes your way. You learn to navigate life's storms with the calm assurance of a sailor who sees challenges as mere waves to ride, not obstacles to dread. Embrace the wisdom of Marcus Aurelius and the Stoics. Recognize the power of your perceptions and use them to build a disciplined, resilient, and fulfilling life. Ready to see the world through a new lens? Let's continue this journey of self-mastery and discover how perception shapes your path to personal growth and success. Lesson 3: The Discipline of Desire. Imagine a powerful river, its waters surging and crashing as they flow toward the sea. This river, with all its potential for both creation and destruction, represents human desire. When channeled and controlled, it can bring life and prosperity. Left unchecked, it can lead to chaos and ruin. In this lesson, we explore how Marcus Aurelius and the Stoics teach us to harness and discipline our desires. Desire drives us forward, propelling us to achieve and grow. However, unchecked desires can lead us astray, causing us to pursue fleeting pleasures and superficial goals. The Stoics understood this dual nature of desire and emphasized the need to cultivate disciplined desires that align with our values and virtues. Marcus Aurelius, in his Meditations, reminds us to focus on what is truly essential in life: virtue and wisdom. He advises us to strip away the unnecessary and superficial desires that clutter our minds and distract us from our true purpose. By differentiating between what we need and what we merely want, we can direct our energy toward meaningful pursuits. In our fast-paced, distraction-filled world, mindfulness offers a sanctuary of calm and clarity. By being fully present, we can break free from the constant pull of past regrets and future anxieties. This presence allows us to engage deeply with life, making thoughtful and deliberate choices that align with our values. Marcus Aurelius on mindfulness. Marcus Aurelius advised, "Be like the rocky promontory against which the waves continually break, but it stands firm and tames the fury of the water around it." This imagery captures the essence of mindfulness, standing firm and unshaken amid life's turmoil. By practicing mindfulness, we become the calm center in the storm, able to navigate challenges with grace and composure. Cultivating mindfulness. Here are some practical ways to cultivate mindfulness in your daily life. Begin your day with a few minutes of quiet reflection. Contemplate what lies within your control and what doesn't. Set an intention to remain mindful and centered throughout the day. Practice deep, mindful breathing. Focus on the sensation of each breath, letting go of distracting thoughts. This simple practice can anchor you in the present moment. Throughout your day, observe your thoughts and emotions without judgment. Acknowledge them, but don't let them dictate your actions. This awareness can help you respond thoughtfully rather than react impulsively. In our multitasking world, practice single tasking. Give your full attention to one task at a time, whether it's a conversation, a piece of work, or a moment of relaxation. This focused attention enhances both the quality of your work and your overall sense of calm. The benefits of mindfulness. Practicing mindfulness offers numerous benefits. By being aware of your impulses and reactions, you can make more disciplined choices that align with your long-term goals. Mindfulness helps you navigate emotional highs and lows with greater ease, fostering resilience in the face of adversity. Being fully present in your interactions with others improves communication and deepens your connections. Focused attention leads to better productivity and efficiency in your tasks. Consider the story of the samurai, Miyamoto Musashi, who was renowned not only for his swordsmanship but also for his deep mindfulness. Before entering any battle, Musashi would sit quietly, centering himself and achieving a state of calm focus. This mindfulness allowed him to react swiftly and decisively, turning potential chaos into controlled action. His life teaches us that mindfulness is not just a passive state, but a powerful tool for effective action. Practical steps. Keep a mindfulness journal. At the end of each day, reflect on your experiences, noting moments of mindfulness and areas for improvement. Incorporate mindfulness into your daily walks. Focus on the sensations of walking, the feeling of your feet on the ground, the rhythm of your steps, the sights and sounds around you. Take a moment each day to express gratitude. Mindfully acknowledge the positive aspects of your life, which can enhance your overall well-being and sense of contentment. A mindful life. By integrating mindfulness into your daily routine, you transform ordinary moments into opportunities for growth and self-discovery. You become more attuned to your inner world and better equipped to handle external challenges with poise and wisdom. Embrace the practice of mindfulness, and you will find that it not only enhances your self-discipline but also enriches every aspect of your life. Ready to continue this journey of self-improvement and inner peace? Let's explore further lessons from the Stoics and uncover more ways to cultivate a life of virtue and mindfulness. Lesson 6. The virtue of moderation. Imagine a beautifully crafted violin, its strings perfectly tuned to produce harmonious music. If the strings are too tight, they may snap, too loose, and the melody becomes distorted. The secret lies in finding the perfect balance, a lesson that Stoicism teaches us about life itself through the virtue of moderation. Stoicism, with its emphasis on virtue, wisdom, and self-control, highlights moderation as a cornerstone of a well-lived life. Moderation is about finding balance and avoiding extremes in our actions, desires, and emotions. It's the golden mean that allows us to lead a life of stability and inner peace. Marcus Aurelius, the philosopher emperor, wrote extensively about the importance of moderation. He believed that true contentment comes from aligning our desires with nature and exercising restraint. He warned against the dangers of excess and indulgence, noting that they lead to instability and weakness. Moderation can be applied to various aspects of our lives, and here's how you can practice it. Think of your body as a temple. Overindulgence in food or drink can harm it, while severe restriction can weaken it. Strive for a balanced diet, enjoying a variety of foods in reasonable portions. This moderation promotes physical health and vitality. In our pursuit of success, we often swing between overworking and excessive idleness. Neither extreme is sustainable. Aim for a balance where you work diligently but also make time for rest and relaxation. This balance prevents burnout and ensures long-term productivity. Our emotional responses can often veer into extremes: uncontrolled anger, overwhelming sadness, or even excessive joy. Moderation in emotions means maintaining equanimity. It's about acknowledging your feelings without letting them dominate your actions. In a consumer-driven society, it's easy to get caught up in the cycle of wanting more, more possessions, more wealth, more status. Moderation teaches us to distinguish between what we truly need and what we merely desire. By valuing simplicity and sufficiency, we find greater contentment. Consider the tale of King Midas, who wished for everything he touched to turn to gold. Initially, he rejoiced in his newfound power, but soon realized the curse of his excess when even his food and loved ones turned to gold. His story is a timeless reminder of the perils of unchecked desires and the importance of moderation. Here are some steps to help you cultivate moderation. Regularly assess your habits and desires. Are there areas where you're overindulging or overly restrictive? Acknowledging these patterns is the first step toward balance. Establish clear boundaries for yourself. This might mean setting limits on work hours, allocating specific times for leisure, or creating a budget to control spending. Boundaries help maintain a healthy balance. Practice mindfulness in all aspects of consumption, whether it's food, media, or material goods. Before indulging, ask yourself if it aligns with your values and contributes to your well-being. Cultivate gratitude for what you already have. This shifts your focus from seeking more to appreciating what's present, fostering a sense of contentment and sufficiency. Living a life of moderation brings numerous rewards. By avoiding extremes, you cultivate a sense of calm and stability. Your mind is not constantly pulled in different directions by excessive desires or rigid restrictions. Moderation allows for sustainable personal growth. You can make consistent progress without the burnout that comes from overexertion or the stagnation that comes from inactivity. Balanced behavior fosters healthier relationships. You're more likely to be patient, understanding, and supportive when you're not swayed by extreme emotions or desires. Physical, mental, and emotional health all benefit from moderation. A balanced lifestyle supports overall well-being, enabling you to enjoy life more fully. Embrace the middle path. Moderation is not about denying yourself pleasures or avoiding ambition. It's about finding a harmonious balance that allows you to thrive. By embracing moderation, you can navigate life's challenges with grace and resilience, enjoying the journey without being weighed down by the extremes. Ready to continue this journey of self-improvement and inner harmony? Let's delve further into the wisdom of the Stoics and discover more ways to cultivate a balanced and virtuous life. Lesson 7: The Discipline of Action. Imagine standing at the edge of a vast forest, where every tree represents a possibility, every path a choice. The forest is thick with potential, but only those who dare to step forward can discover its secrets. In Stoicism, this journey through the forest is akin to the discipline of action, taking deliberate, purposeful steps to shape our destiny. The Stoics teach us that while we cannot control external events, we have complete control over our actions. The discipline of action is about making thoughtful, deliberate decisions that align with our values and principles. It's the driving force that turns our intentions into reality. Epictetus, a former slave turned philosopher, emphasized that our power lies in how we choose to act. He believed that by focusing on what we can control, our actions, decisions, and responses, we can live a life of virtue and meaning. For Epictetus, action was the path to freedom and fulfillment. The discipline of action can transform various aspects of our lives. Here's how you can harness it. Clearly define your goals and break them down into actionable steps. Instead of vague aspirations, create specific, measurable objectives. For instance, instead of saying, "I want to be healthier," set a goal to exercise for 30 minutes 3 times a week. Commit to regular, consistent action. It's the small, daily efforts that accumulate to create significant change. Whether it's practicing a skill, working on a project, or developing a habit, consistency is key. Action often involves facing obstacles and setbacks. Develop resilience by viewing challenges as opportunities for growth. When faced with difficulties, ask yourself, "What can I learn from this? How can I improve?" Make decisions thoughtfully, considering their long-term impact. Before taking action, reflect on whether it aligns with your values and goals. This mindfulness ensures that your actions are purposeful and meaningful. A tale of action. Consider the story of Hercules and the Hydra. Each time Hercules cut off one of the Hydra's heads, 2 more would grow in its place. Instead of giving up, Hercules adapted his strategy, using fire to cauterize the necks and prevent regeneration. His persistence and adaptive action led to victory. This myth illustrates the power of perseverance and strategic action in overcoming challenges. Achieving effective action. Here are some steps to help you master the discipline of action. Identify the most important tasks and focus on them first. Prioritization ensures that your efforts are directed towards what truly matters, maximizing your impact. Use your time wisely by planning and organizing your activities. Time management tools, such as to-do lists, calendars, and productivity apps, can help you stay on track and avoid procrastination. Hold yourself accountable for your actions. Share your goals with a trusted friend or mentor who can provide support and encouragement. Regular check-ins can keep you motivated and on course. Be flexible and willing to adjust your approach as needed. Sometimes, unexpected changes require us to pivot and find new solutions. Embrace adaptability as a strength, not a setback. Engaging in purposeful action brings numerous rewards. By taking action, you move closer to achieving your goals and realizing your potential. Each step forward builds momentum and confidence. Action fosters personal growth and development. Through practice and experience, you acquire new skills, knowledge, and insights. Taking control of your actions empowers you to shape your destiny. You become an active participant in your life, rather than a passive observer. Purposeful action aligns with your values and passions, leading to a sense of fulfillment and satisfaction. You create a life that reflects who you truly are. The discipline of action is about more than just doing. It's about doing with intention and purpose. It's about recognizing the power you hold in every decision and every step you take. By embracing this discipline, you can navigate the forest of life with confidence and clarity, uncovering its hidden treasures and shaping your path with deliberate, meaningful actions. Ready to take the next step in your Stoic journey? Let's continue exploring the wisdom of the Stoics and discover more ways to live a life of purpose and virtue. Lesson 8. The Role of Resilience. Imagine being a young sapling in a forest. The winds howl, storms rage, and the ground beneath you shakes. Yet, each challenge you face strengthens your roots, making you sturdier and more resilient. In the philosophy of Stoicism, resilience is the cornerstone that allows us to weather life's storms with grace and fortitude. Resilience, according to Stoic philosophy, is the ability to endure and adapt in the face of adversity. It's about maintaining your equilibrium no matter what life throws at you. Marcus Aurelius, the Roman emperor and Stoic philosopher, epitomized this resilience, facing immense pressures and personal tragedies with a composed and steadfast mind. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "The impediment to action advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way." This profound insight suggests that obstacles are not merely challenges but opportunities for growth and progress. Every hardship faced is a chance to develop greater strength and wisdom. Resilience can be cultivated and applied in various facets of life. Here's how you can embody Stoic resilience. Instead of fearing difficulties, see them as opportunities to grow. Every setback is a lesson in disguise, teaching you something valuable about yourself and the world. Regularly envision worst-case scenarios. This Stoic exercise, known as premeditatio malorum, prepares your mind for adversity, reducing fear and anxiety when challenges arise. Many aspects of life are beyond your control. Concentrate on your actions, reactions, and attitudes, as these are within your power. By doing so, you maintain a sense of agency and purpose. Strengthen your mind through practices such as meditation, mindfulness, and reflective journaling. These habits build a resilient mental framework, allowing you to stay calm and collected under pressure. Consider the story of Viktor Frankl, a renowned psychiatrist and Holocaust survivor. Despite the unimaginable horrors of the concentration camps, Frankl found meaning in his suffering. He believed that even in the direst situations, we have the power to choose our response. His resilience and determination to find purpose amidst despair exemplify the Stoic ideal of endurance and inner strength. Here are some steps to help you develop and maintain resilience. Be willing to adjust your plans and strategies in response to changing circumstances. Flexibility is a key component of resilience, allowing you to navigate unexpected challenges. Keep a broad perspective on your difficulties. Understand that most challenges are temporary, and that you have the ability to overcome them. Viewing problems in the context of your entire life reduces their perceived severity. Systems. Build a strong network of friends, family, and mentors who can offer support and guidance during tough times. Sharing your struggles with others can provide comfort and new insights. Treat yourself with kindness and understanding when facing setbacks. Recognize that making mistakes and experiencing failure are part of the human experience. Learn from them without harsh self-criticism. Cultivating resilience brings profound benefits. Resilience fosters a sense of inner calm and stability, even in turbulent times. You learn to navigate life's ups and downs with a balanced and composed mind. Each challenge you overcome adds to your personal growth. You become wiser, stronger, and more capable of handling future adversities. Resilient individuals often have healthier relationships. They can offer support to others and handle conflicts with grace and understanding. Resilience allows you to pursue your goals and dreams with unwavering determination. Overcoming obstacles brings a deep sense of achievement and fulfillment. The role of resilience in Stoicism is not just about enduring hardships, but transforming them into stepping stones toward a more meaningful and virtuous life. By embracing resilience, you become like the sapling that grows into a mighty tree, its roots deep and strong, capable of withstanding any storm. Ready to fortify your resilience and continue your journey through Stoic wisdom? Let's delve deeper into the teachings of the Stoics and uncover more tools for living a life of strength and purpose. Lesson 9: The Path to Virtuous Living. Imagine embarking on a grand journey through a sprawling, ancient city filled with winding streets, towering structures, and hidden treasures. Each turn represents a choice, each path a decision that shapes your journey. This city is not merely a physical place but a metaphor for the journey of virtuous living, guided by the timeless principles of Stoicism. Virtuous living, in Stoic philosophy, is the pursuit of a life aligned with moral excellence and integrity. It's about living in harmony with your highest values and principles, no matter the external circumstances. Marcus Aurelius, the Stoic sage, believed that our character is our most valuable possession and that living virtuously is the key to true fulfillment and happiness. In his writings, Marcus Aurelius frequently reflects on the importance of virtue. He writes, "The happiness of your life depends upon the quality of your thoughts." This insight reveals that our thoughts, aligned with virtue, shape our reality. By cultivating virtues like wisdom, courage, justice, and self-discipline, we can navigate life with purpose and grace. Practical pathways to virtue. Seek knowledge and understanding. Wisdom involves discerning the true nature of things, making informed decisions, and applying your knowledge in a way that aligns with virtue. Study philosophy, reflect on your experiences, and learn from the wisdom of others. Courage is not the absence of fear, but the ability to act rightly despite it. Face challenges and adversities with bravery, stand up for what is just, and remain steadfast in your principles, even when it's difficult. Justice involves treating others with fairness and respect. It's about recognizing the inherent dignity of every person and acting in a way that promotes the common good. Build relationships based on honesty, empathy, and integrity. Self-discipline is the practice of controlling your impulses and staying true to your values. It's about making consistent, deliberate choices that align with your moral compass, even in the face of temptation. Consider the story of the ancient philosopher Socrates, who dedicated his life to the pursuit of virtue and wisdom. Despite facing severe consequences, including his eventual execution, Socrates remained committed to his principles, leaving a legacy of moral courage and philosophical insight. His life serves as a powerful example of living virtuously even under the most challenging circumstances. Steps to virtuous living. Clarify what virtues are most important to you. Reflect on what qualities you admire in others and aspire to embody in your own life. This clarity will guide your actions and decisions. Align your goals with your values. Whether personal or professional, ensure that your aspirations reflect the virtues you wish to cultivate. This alignment will help you stay focused and motivated. Integrate virtuous practices into your daily routine. Small, consistent actions, such as practicing kindness, exercising patience, and pursuing knowledge, reinforce your commitment to living virtuously. Take time to reflect on your actions and decisions. Assess whether they align with your values and virtues. Use journaling or meditation to gain insight into your behavior and make necessary adjustments. Look to individuals who exemplify virtuous living. Learn from their experiences and let their examples inspire and guide you on your own journey. Living virtuously brings profound rewards. Aligning your actions with your values fosters a deep sense of satisfaction and inner peace. You live with integrity and authenticity, knowing that you are true to yourself. Virtue enhances your interactions with others, fostering trust, respect, and empathy. Your relationships become more meaningful and harmonious. Virtuous living builds a resilient character. You develop the strength to face challenges with grace and maintain your principles even under pressure. A life guided by virtue is one of purpose and meaning. You contribute positively to the world, leaving a lasting legacy of moral excellence and wisdom. The path to virtuous living is a journey filled with choices and opportunities for growth. By embracing the Stoic ideals of wisdom, courage, justice, and self-discipline, you navigate this journey with a clear sense of purpose and direction. Each step you take towards virtue enriches your life and the lives of those around you. Are you ready to chart your course through this ancient city of virtue? Let's continue exploring the wisdom of the Stoics and discover more ways to live a life of integrity and excellence. Lesson 10: Overcoming Common Challenges. Imagine your journey towards self-discipline as a thrilling quest through a vast, uncharted wilderness. Along the way, you'll encounter a series of formidable challenges, each one a test of your resolve and cunning. Armed with the wisdom of Stoicism, you're not just a wanderer, you're a seasoned adventurer, ready to tackle the obstacles that lie ahead. The quicksand of delay, picture procrastination as treacherous quicksand, pulling you deeper with every delay. It's that nagging tendency to push tasks aside, believing you'll tackle them later. To escape this trap, arm yourself with a strategy. Break your goals into smaller, manageable chunks and set deadlines as your guideposts. Create a routine that keeps you on track, and focus on the satisfaction of completing each task rather than the discomfort of starting. Marcus Aurelius reminds us, "The impediment to action advances action." By taking that first step, you're not just moving forward, you're transforming obstacles into opportunities. The enigmatic mirage, think of your impulses as mirages that appear alluring but lead you off the path. Whether it's a sudden craving or a distraction, these impulses can divert you from your disciplined journey. Use the 10-second rule as your compass. Pause for 10 seconds before giving into an impulse, and ask yourself if it aligns with your long-term goals. This brief moment of reflection helps you see through the mirage, keeping you on course towards your true destination. The fading North Star lack of motivation can feel like a North Star that's slowly dimming, making it hard to stay oriented. Motivation waxes and wanes, but discipline is about consistency. Rely on routines and habits as your navigational charts. Commit to small, daily actions that keep you moving forward, even on days when your motivation seems to vanish. Remember, the journey may be challenging, but each step you take, no matter how small, is a victory. The shadowy beast's fear of failure often looms like a shadowy beast, threatening to halt your progress. It whispers doubts and worries, making challenges seem insurmountable. Embrace stoic acceptance and see failure not as a foe, but as a teacher. Focus on the process, not the outcome, and view each setback as a chance to learn and grow. By facing this beast head-on, you transform fear into a powerful ally in your quest for self-discipline. The whispering winds' modern life is filled with distractions, like whispering winds that pull your focus in every direction. To combat this, create a focused work environment. Set boundaries for technology use and practice the art of single-tasking. By eliminating unnecessary distractions, you sharpen your focus and enhance your self-discipline. The clearer your path, the more effectively you can navigate the wilderness of modern life. With these stoic strategies, you're well-equipped to face the common challenges on your journey. Each obstacle is not merely a hurdle but a chance to strengthen your resolve and deepen your commitment to self-discipline. As you overcome these trials, you'll emerge not just as a conqueror of challenges, but as a master of your own path, a true adventurer in the wilderness of personal growth. Embrace the journey with courage and determination, for each challenge you face is a stepping stone towards greater self-discipline and mastery. Building self-discipline is a lifelong journey that requires continuous effort, reflection, and adaptation. By embracing Stoic principles, you contribute to a legacy of virtue and resilience that inspires others and creates a better world.